All right, tell us about the time you ran into an ex while you're with your partner, and it was really awkward. And you're like, and then we want to know how that went down and like how everyone reacted. Jason, I know it recently happened to you in the most unlikely of places while you're with your wife. You ran into an ex-girlfriend. And by the way, if you're new to the show, he grew up in Rhode Island. So this is very unlikely.
Highly unlikely that this happened.
Yeah, it is ironic that I am from Rhode Island. And years ago, I moved all over. And then I'm here. And my ex-girlfriend, my first true girlfriend, lives in the same town.
That is so
That's crazy.
Odd.
Of all the places on earth.
Yeah. Did you follow her here?
No.
Oh. Did she follow you?
Did she follow you?
She's had a little bit of Jay Good and couldn't get enough.
She got Kristen Chase.
Yeah.
So it is weird. But so we were going on vacation. And we got up at, you know.
You and your wife, not you and your ex-girlfriend.
Right.
No, you and your wife.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going on vacation with my wife, Carol. We go to the airport at 5 o'clock in the morning. We get to the airport. I walk into the airport and boom, all of a sudden I see somebody that looks familiar and she turns to Carol first and says, I thought I recognized that beautiful person right there. And she came up and Carol kind of knows her because I told her about her. And I think like 15 years ago, like one night we were all at the same bar. And she goes up to Carol and gives her a hug.
Oh, wow.
Your threesome is going to
get a little aroused, Jason.
Yeah. Jason, his three ways coming.
Two worlds colliding.
In the airport with a chub.
So this ex-girlfriend was like, oh,
yes.
Yeah. Like, I shouldn't have worn Umbros.
She's very nice, and she's there with her daughters, and I believe her husband was somewhere, but not there at the time. And we walk into the airport, and all that happens, and she turns around, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Lee. That's, you know, and I'm like, I love those types of awkward situations. So I'm like looking at Carol like a little like trying to put it together. She doesn't know exactly who she is, but Lee's coming up and she's giving her a hug. And you know how Carol has the RBF.
Oh, wait, yeah, we've heard. We've heard a time or two. Yeah.
We've seen.
She's up.
Seen. Yeah. And so I turn on, I'm like, oh, and I'm just smiling because I think it's just so funny that right before we go on vacation, I run to it. To my girlfriend from Rhode Island, an ex-girlfriend from Rhode Island.
What are the odds?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, it's kind of a smaller airport. So Lee's like, oh, so where are you going? We're like, oh, we're going to Mexico. You know, we can't wait and this and that. And I turn around and say, where are you going? And Lee goes, Wyoming. We want to take a look at the beautiful mountains. I'm like, oh, we have somebody that works at the station that goes there and they say some of the beautiful. And I'm like, oh, wow. But she's like, we just got some snow because it's hot. And my wife turns around and goes, who wants to take vacation when it's cold?
So ex-girlfriend's like, real nice to your
perfect,
wife.
Perfect.
Carol's being rude
and
to the ex-girlfriend.
Point on right there.
Yeah.
And I turned to Carol. I'm like, you just said to her, like, I'm looking at her like, you just like said, who the hell wants to go on vacation in the cold? Well, obviously they do.
They do.
They're
excited about it.
She actually pulled a Jason. She dumped on someone's dreams.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. She's learning from you.
You're rubbing off on her. More ways than one. Yeah.
So we get, you know, do the little chatter and whatnot.
Sure.
And then me and Carol have to go to check in one of the bags. And I'm like, you know, you just kind of made fun of her vacation. She goes, no, I didn't. I was just saying I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah. Okay. Let's make it fun. Yeah.
So I'm like, you jelly?
She did you say jelly?
Jelly.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, she's like, no, I'm not. You know how she'll get like, I am not jealous. Why? I'm like, well, you're acting like, you know, I'm like, no, I'm not. You're just getting me like this. So I had to remind her that it was my first girlfriend in middle school.
Right.
Oh.
Just to make sure.
Sure. You know, you're my one and only, my true.
The most impressionable love of your life.
Or Jason as Jason does a lot, he introduces Carol as his first wife.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I have a new one, too. I sometimes introduce Carol as my ex-girlfriend.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where did I get that word? Technically, they're your ex-girlfriend because they're now your wife.
Yeah.
Technically.
I like that.
Former fiancé.
Yeah. There you go.
That's very awkward.
Yeah, so we waited in line. Then when the security check line, I noticed, like, you know how the zigzag, so you kind of go by the person after that multiple times.
Oh, yeah. That's always so awkward.
Then it's awkward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
hey, again.
Hi. Oh, hey.
Every
Hi.
Time they walk by, he's like, I miss you.
Yeah.
See what I'm dealing with? Oh, my God.
I kidding. Loved it.
Did you, Jason?
Yeah.
Did you, after you ran into your ex-girlfriend in the airport with your wife
yeah.
and your ex-girlfriend approached your wife and yeah. gave her a hug, did you guys hug?
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
you and
just
Carol?
Wondering.
A quick, you know.
Yeah.
Did she grab her butt
no,
when your hand
you
was
know,
back there?
No, Jason and his ex-girlfriend to say hello. Did
yes.
they hug?
Oh, I thought
yeah.
they already had. Okay, great.
Yeah, right.
Just wondering.
She hugged Carol first, uh-huh. which was a smart move. And mm-hmm. I think it shouldn't really matter, but it was still. And then she.
That's
then,
a smart
yeah.
move, yeah.
I mean, it is middle mm-hmm. school.
Right. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
You know,
I know that.
But still could be a little awkward.
Right.
Still
I think it was
be.
My first, if I'm not mistaken, first makeout kiss, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
You should have asked her. Oh.
Yeah.
So remember
hey.
That time your tongue was down my throat?
You were trying to steal cigs from somebody? Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, go ahead.
Yeah, I ran into my ex-wife at a church event. I think it was like a trunk or treat because I had my kid with me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd already been divorced for a while. But when she seen me, she had a panic attack.
Legit?
Why a panic attack?
Because she's got mental problems.
Allegedly.
Were you with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Say that?
So
I was with my girlfriend at the time. We're married now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was already remarried. She remarried 6 months after the divorce.
Okay.
Mm,
but she
and her husband disappeared when he seen me and left her there. With her, everybody else. He took the vehicle and left.
Mm. He left her?
Wow.
He left.
You stay.
Enjoy the trunk or treat. I'm getting out of here.
No wonder she had a panic attack.
Yeah.
I won't
tell you this.
Walk home.
I don't have a ride.
It's very, very odd, I think. It's uncomfortable, but it's you know why I think it's so uncomfortable? Because the other person is judging the other person. Like, huh,
yeah.
that's who that person used to be with. Am I better than them or not?
Right.
Either guy or girl, same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's definitely
yeah.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Did he come back? Did her husband come back to get her?
Eventually, yeah. I guess.
Because I would have a panic attack if I thought I had to get a ride home.
Yeah.
It's so odd. That's an odd story.
And that's her husband at the time? Like, what a horrible husband. He just got that scared.
Or he was smart.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. This is going to be a fight.
Probably a lot more of the story on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce sounds like he might throw down a little bit here.
Yeah.
he might have a switchblade on him or something.
Yeah. You know what the funny part is about the whole thing?
What?
It happens probably more frequently than we ever know because we noticed it on social media. It happened once to me before with Carol. Another girl from the one with Astrid in the car when we were at David Copperfield and she got called up on stage.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't
right.
run into her in person,
yeah,
but she was there.
Yeah.
It was awkward.
Does this count when I married Kelly and we were going to the same church as Heather? My first wife?
I think
I'd
it does.
Say so.
Probably,
and we sat,
yeah.
and we sat in the same aisle at first because
yes.
we're trying to do it for the kids.
Oh.
That
could.
Was very awkward.
Yeah. That's
mm-hmm.
awkward.
Oh. That was very. And I'll give Kelly credit for that one because she was like, okay, for the kids, we'll do it. And then like a couple times, even I was like, this is like weird. Now enough people really do think we're polygamous.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. these are my sister wives.
It was a long pew.
Oh,
very
yeah.
long pew. It was the middle pews, which are long.
Jared's right in the middle.
I'm like, hey. Aren't you both so lucky?
You have your kids in the middle between the two ex-wives.
Yeah, it's like, who sits with who? And so we talked about it. She's like, can we not do that? I'm like, yes, we cannot. We can stop doing that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, more of your phone calls, and we'll hear from other members of the show about the time you ran into an ex with your current partner. That's next, Jared and Katie in the morning.